Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, sorry about the slight delay. I'm having internet problems here, so I'm just kind of bad with me. So if we lose the signal, whatever, it's not that I'm sitting in the showdown, but it's just we are having some little faulty problems today. But kind of wanted to say good evening to everyone, and like I said, I apologize for starting the show slightly late. To go on and kind of get on into the show, actually, we'll open the lines up that if anybody had any announcements of some upcoming events that they want to discuss now, whatever, feel free to discuss them now. I know we have several of them, which is the grudge race that's going on this weekend over in Dallas Raceway. Actually, it's the bike and car event, reason being for the car guys, for the temp just in case it tries to get cold over this weekend. We'll have some big tie cars there actually to put some heat down in the track and also to lay a groove for the bikes. We have several ProMod bikes and ProFuel Holly bikes and all that will be coming as well to enjoy the festivities. And we have several grudge races lined up as well, so I'm looking excited for this weekend to come. And like I said, at this moment now, anybody else got any announcement they want to make or say now, like I said, I'll open up the lines and take this time here to do so. If not, I know as many of you read the little topic last week online where they were saying, trying to take a few shots at the radio show, but, you know, you're not going to be able to please everyone. Like I said, stuff was said, you know, that shouldn't have been, but we're trying to stay on top of that this week to try to keep so down to a minimum where we won't have all of this big one going on. But, I mean, hopefully people will, you know, kind of respect them and stop throwing punches at each other. But that being said, also, another message I want to ask, and I've just been noticing in this, as far as with the grudge racing that's taking place, I kind of understand now why a lot of it is not taking place, because most of the time if the person lose in the grudge race, they got a mouthful of here. I was watching some clip where they was playing the gap band on this guy. I mean, even for losing the race. And so if you're going to have guys to race or whatever, you know, we want to give them the props for racing. But at the same time, you know, as far as the losing party, man, I know some of them might still get them in trouble at the time, but let's just kind of congratulate them guys and push them on to go on and get another race in. Because I think that's a lot going people scared to lose, that they think that they will have a video made of them losing and the gap band playing in the background, which I have thought about doing a few times, but we don't want to shy away from all the guys racing anyway. So this next time, you know, just kind of pat the cow on the shoulder and tell them, good home, man, and better luck next time. We've got a lot of callers on the phone tonight. Can't understand why everyone is quiet. Actually, it's going to be a two-hour show tonight as well, because, like I said, with a lot of stuff, we're having some storms down in this area as well, so that could be because why we are having some delay with this service tonight. Any more locked-in races or whatever? What's going on for it on the East Coast side? I know they had a flower race this past weekend. Can anyone come on and kind of give us an update of what race took place? What was the outcome? I know Shine and Ryan from this end had a race up there, but we couldn't really, well, they did to the guys lost. But can someone come on and kind of tell us what actually happened to that race? I mean, you have two sides of the story. I hadn't talked to Ryan or any of them to kind of get their side of it, and just kind of reading some of the comments that they had online, you know, they were basically saying that it wasn't a race. So if someone can come on and kind of fill us in and let us know that was there at the race and actually watch the race go down to kind of give us a update of what happened. Or was it too clean passes? Which race is a race? So not to make excuses for anyone. I see no one at this moment. And another touchy subject as well. Who is the race coming up over in Valdosta? I think it was a new guy ran on the Facebook thing. I can't call the guy's name actually because I don't have the information on it, but it seems like we got another, I shouldn't say shit starter, but we got another guy who likes to stir up a lot of mess, I see, for his in between races. And the first person that hit my mind, I'm going to call his name out as well, but I don't know if this guy's already on the website or not, but I know he's a real good starter. On the, we got a hand. Here we're going to open up the lines maybe this time. Maybe 2422. Your line is open. Hey, 2422, your line is open.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, your line is open.
Hello?
Yeah, your line is open.
I didn't want to open.
Okay. All right, we lost that caller. Anyone else got anything to say? Any ideas or something? All right, we got 9413. Your line is open. 9413, your line is open.
Now, I mean, you cut me back off. I just made a mistake and pushed the wrong button.
Okay. All right. Anyone else at the time? Question action. Okay, we got 1746. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris? This is number one custom cuts, since nobody else don't want to say nothing. Who you referring to on Facebook that was starting all that trouble? I normally get the crown for that.
No, this is none of this person. I don't know the guy's name or whatever, but I just know that he's posting a lot of bikes up for his planning. The races started locked up.
Oh,
it was
kind
of funny
okay.
to see the guy do it, but I was like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a bunch of talk on there today. I think Got Juice, Brian was doing a lot of talking to G-Wiz and them fellas. I don't know what was going on with that, but I kind of stayed out of that one.
All right.
But we definitely going to be this weekend at the Bike Nationals. We're going to have the Nino Brown bike out there. Want to give a shout-out to my number one fan that's listening. She knows who she is. But we're going to be down there. I won't have Caesar down there, but we definitely going to have Nino Brown down there Friday night and Saturday night. So I think Grudge is going to take place Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what we going to be up to this weekend.
Oh, we got you. He actually headed in the opposite direction. You going to the next state of Texas.
Say what now?
I said, we're actually going in the opposite direction of you guys. And we're heading over to the big state of Texas.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that should be lovely out there. How's the weather out that way?
It's supposed to be a high of 70, 71, I think, a low of 55 or 56.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, it's about the same over here. You know, them boosters love that cool weather down this way, so we should do pretty good. You know, we just got old devil street tied Nino Brown bike, so hopefully we may get more races than we bargained for.
And look, we're going to open up the lines, man. We've got several more callers here. I guess we want to come in and say something. We got 4448. Your line is open.
She's laughing, and we like to say thank you there, CP.
Who is this?
Who you just made a comment about?
coming about.
This is the real Nino Brown bike.
Oh, the real Nino Brown. Well, you know.
Yeah, the actual fast one come out of Eastside Performance. That one, dog.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend. Until you come down here and establish yourself in the South, you know, stay up there with ESP and you be the Nino Brown that represent that side. I be the South side Nino Brown. All right? But whenever you come to the track, we have to bump heads at the track at the same time, then we're going to see who wears the crown.
Well, you know, you're supposed to do that at Rockingham, but you laid down.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you something, man. With the way the economy is, gas prices and all that, man, I ain't seen too many people hit more than, you know, two or three races. Man, it's hard to get
gas
on that
prices.
Road and travel. Man, gas prices crazy. It's crazy, man.
Number a little bit of money, man. You
got
to just
gotta
have fun with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. But, man, you got to look at it, man. Ain't too many people doing no traveling now, man. Just do your math on that. Ain't too many people traveling. I've been to where I came on one time, and you see what happened.
Yeah, I've
been there one time and saw what happened. I went Mississippi, saw what happened. I ain't having no good luck. Every time I go somewhere, I'm blowing up something.
Yeah, you look pretty bad. You look pretty bad this year, though.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey. I done had a bad year. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you like that. I done had a bad year. I came off my bike, then blew up one bike, blew up my bike. But we still got two more races though. And everybody know that if anybody can come back from the dead, it's me.
We'll see.
You ain't blow that mouth up yet. I never blow that up, and I don't think nobody will be able to stop me from doing that. Because you got to be yourself. There's one thing about it. You got to be yourself, fellas.
I commend you for that, though.
You know, it's a lot of people that hide behind those keyboards and, you know, doing all that internet beefing and stuff. You got to be yourself, and I'm myself. That's one thing I can say.
You ain't yourself, Hutch. Quit lying.
Okay.
You ain't yourself.
Okay.
I'm trying to train you. I had you in training, but look like I'm about to take you back to training again.
Well, I've been through a lot this week on that internet. Man, I had to ask somebody, you saw that last night?
I seen you
finna
get a lawyer
sold
on you. I seen it.
Hey, that was crazy,
Chris, I had him under my wing, but every time I turned my back, he screw up.
Man.
I can't help him, Chris. I don't even know what to do with him.
Well, you put a collar on a pit bull, he's bound to get off one day, so. Chris said this at the beginning of the show. When somebody lose, as far as, like, dogging them out about the loss. I mean, a grudge racing almost getting like the NFL. They putting flags on everything now. I mean, if you get out there and do a race and people want to bash you about that because you lost, you got to take the good with the bad.
But making fun of the guys that lose, that's put in people's minds now, man. If I lose, I'm going to get talked about online. So it's bad enough.
Well,
I was raising
the way.
Chris.
Huh?
I understand what you're saying. But if they lose, if you lose, that's okay. I don't get into all that old bashing either. But a lot of people just doing it for hating. But listen, the guy raised just hands off to him for race because at least he's doing more than half of them is doing. Everybody talking race.
Right.
You know, they got
man, now you got
bikes
out of the
out here.
Now you got the ATV guys, man. I thought the bike guys cut up, man. But the damn bandits guys, they cut up worse than the bike.
Well, I know, but I'm saying? If you know, the thing of it is, if everybody were going race, you wouldn't have that problem.
Right.
Everybody's sitting there waiting for the next person to race, and then when they lose, they want to judge off if they want to run this person or run that person off. If you built your bike to be fast, I don't care who it is. Eventually, you're going to lose.
Yeah,
somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. It don't matter. I don't care how it is. But guess what? Come back the next time and run again.
Yep. And for the weekend, too, with the race over there in Texas, like I said, the weather's supposed to get down to like 55, I think, that night. But we're going to try not to wait to no 6, 7, 8 o'clock to be taking no chance for it. I don't know whether the track will stay open as long as, but I'm just saying for it. Now, you got a grudge race. Well, the track going to be ready at 1 o'clock, so 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, man, everybody should have pretty much who they got, who they want to race. And but we'll have some big-time cars there as well because I'm actually running a 5.0 and a 5.80 car class, and also the Cobalt bike, like I said, will be there too. So shouldn't be no excuse for nobody having traction problems. I know those guys there are cutting some real good 60-foot tires there, and so they was pouring the cold to them as well. I know there's, you know, big-time Willibot bike, but at the same time, if those guys were having issues, you know, they bike would just go up and smoke off the line. So I know Big Red, for most of you all that know him, was looking for some street tire races over there. Said he made a few comments online, couldn't get but one or two hits. So any guys over there with some street tire bike looking to do something, you need to get at him or either hit him up on Facebook or either on Psycho Bike. There's several topics out there floating around as far as that man looking for races. So I don't know, it looked like when I posted it out there, man, all the guys got quiet. But like I had said something bad to them, but I hope that somebody or several people would step on up to the plate and show him Texas hospitality. If not, man, I may have to get these guys with the Promar bike to start grudging each other.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Believe me, several of them wanted to do that. I don't know, but I just can't see no Promar grudging. 5492, your line is open.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man? I was just trying to find out. Chan was telling me that the track was bad on that race with him. What happened?
Who is this now?
5492
to Zick. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was, you know, like I said, several posts out there, and we couldn't really get to understand it, so I was hoping that somebody, you know,
I talked to several people that went to that race. That wasn't a problem. They said that track was working. You know, Shine just had a bad. They had a bad day. That track was working for Bud Light Lime. They went up there and won. There were several other grudge races up there. I mean, it's always an excuse, but it's always the track.
No,
I'm serious. I mean, come on now. He asked for the opinion, and I'm giving him an opinion of the reason why I thought he lost.
You can't give an opinion if you didn't see it.
We're going to try to coach you tonight, too, man, where you won't get into no more trouble.
Now, you know, they got a website out there. They got Psycho Bike out there. You get all kind of views. And I'm going by the majority of what people say. And they said,
but
never but work.
They say keep you in trouble.
Well, you know what? I'm like this. If y'all don't want my opinion about it, you know, I just press one and I listen to y'all. You know,
but
y'all
ask for their opinion. Listen, but your opinion is not what you see.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, y'all form what I'm gonna say tonight. Then I leave it up to y'all.
Bring my number one fan back on the radio too, here.
Custom cut. Did you see the race with Shane?
I saw it with my own eyes on the internet.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? If they got the race on the internet, that's exactly what happened in person. If you was there, and then going by
what? Let me ask you a question. Man.
Okay. Okay.
Isn't a lot of stuff that you see on the internet that still don't mean that is what it was when it was there?
Well, you know what? I mean, I can only go by what the majority say and what I see with my own eyes because, if I get out there and lose, next week on the show, somebody going to say, well, what happened to Custom Cuts? Then all these opinions get thrown about me. Nobody don't come on and try to stop that.
But, Listen, if he didn't make it down the track or he spent down the track, then that's just what happened. It might not, the track might have been working for somebody else, but it just wasn't working the time he got on it.
Hey, you know what? It's like this right here. Tuning your pit crew, lining you up right, it's not always the track. It's not always the track.
Well, and you're absolutely right. But who blaming it on the track?
Well, it was some views on the internet. The first thing they said was the track. Then somebody came on and said it wasn't the track. It was hooking for everybody else. And you got
well,
that pitch. The way he lost, spinning straight off the line, it probably had something to do with that two-step not set up right.
Okay, so let me ask you something. When we lost the end too deep, what you think our problem was?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when y'all ran in too deep, the problem with Katrina Bike is that y'all went straight off the truck. I think everybody should have, you know, felt the track out first. The second race, I think it had a little bit to do with the way y'all changed up. I don't think Richard used the two-step on that second race. I think he whacked the throttle on that second race.
Well, what's the difference?
It's a big difference. I ride a bike with a two-step, and going from the two-step to whacking the throttle, if that bike ain't set up like that, it's a big difference. It's a big difference. And I'm going by what I'm used to doing. It's a big difference. That bike was made to set up on a two-step, and you whacking the throttle, you done changed the whole setup as far as leaving the line on that bike.
Well, either way they go, they left the same way.
I still think the prep man, you know, he wasn't there. He had issues. I think that would have been a better race if the guy there that was prepping the track would have came. You know.
So you saying it was the track?
No, I'm saying the prep man wasn't there. That track wasn't prepped properly. And I mean, I did a race on that track. I hooked in the right hand lane, but I know for a fact the left wasn't hooking.
Well, what I'm saying is this: we wasn't making excuses about the track or anything. I'm just, you know, it is what it is. Because we drew for lanes, and that's what happened. So that's the same thing I'm saying about them. Either way it go, it worked. The track worked for everybody else that's working, but it just didn't hold up.
Well, I mean, so you telling me in Valdosta down there, the left lane worked for everybody else?
A lot of people went down the track. They had more drug racing than just us.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that day right there, horsepower wasn't working in that left-hand lane. You got to admit
right.
That it wasn't no horsepower working in that lane. It was other bikes, but they wasn't as strong as Katrina over there.
Well,
I mean,
what I'm saying is this: either way it go, when you get a lane, when you flipping for lane, whatever happens, don't happen. It just happens. You know, we always can make an excuse if that's what you want to do.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
For a
you
law,
right.
If that's what you want to do, we can make excuses all day long for a law.
I mean, if that's what the person want to do, blame it on the track. I mean, it's an excuse they got to make, so it's up to them.
Well,
it's up to them.
Well,
I
can tell you this. We definitely ain't gonna be worried about. Just because we lost and somebody making fun of us, we not going to run back or we not going to run again.
Exactly. But, I mean, I can count on my fingers how many times I said the track wasn't working. I mean, I just try not to, because in a way, that's kind of bashing the people who's going the race. I won't even let that come out of my mind.
No, I'm not. That's my point exactly, because that's what's happening. So why bash anybody? Either way it goes, they have no control. The only thing they can do is ask the people to do what they need to do, and then, you know, it's up to the track people to do what they're supposed to do.
Right, exactly. Now, if I got out there and I got my butt drugged, like when I raised Tackle Boss the first time and he came around me, that's on me. I didn't make no excuse. He beat me. But, you know, you still going to have people come on there saying, you know, they always trying to shape your excuse. They trying to shape it for you.
We don't make no excuse. We lose.
Yeah.
We can go back and do it another day. That's just the way it is when it comes. That's the way it should be in drug racing. And no matter how far I beat you or how far somebody else beat that person, that still shouldn't give nobody else a chance to say, okay, well, I ain't running because your bike is too fast. What do you mean? you never even race us to even say it is.
Yeah.
You never even race your bike against the next person that we ran against to say it is.
Yeah. But one
what
thing,
but
one thing about it, now, just like I told Alex and them about the Sam Cooke fight, I said, look, I can't run with Katrina. I mean, sometimes you got to know when to pull your card. You know, you ain't going to beat everybody. You ain't going to beat everybody. So if I come on the show and I say, well, I can't run with Katrina or N2D, but it's right, I still get bashed for that. Even when you throw the cards on the table, you still get bashed for that. People want you to go out there and look like a fool so they can bash you.
But here's the thing. Ain't nobody bash you when they ain't running. We sit on here all night and say, man, ain't nobody going to do this. You ain't going to do this and you ain't going to do that. But guess what? If you ain't running, ain't no sense you ain't talking about the next person.
Yep, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. But if a man, okay, now let me tell you this. Let me ask you this, right? If a man getting out there showing up at almost every race and out there trying and trying and trying, he still get bashed for that.
Well, you get bashed for your mouth. You get bashed for your mouth.
Look, one thing about it.
Let's be real.
Hey, one thing about it, ain't no silent partners in this game, in the grudge game. I listened to the car guys last night, and them guys go hard as we do. And they
But the thing of it is, it don't make sense for y'all to sit here and argue among each other when y'all still ain't got down the track against each other.
Y'all
take up 3 hours of arguing and still yet ain't nothing accomplished.
Well, I mean, let me ask you, how many races since this show been going, been set up on this show?
Well, we had one last week when Shine and them actually came on and said they were going to the Rock. I would say that would be one.
They didn't set that race up on the show.
Let me ask you a question. Then why are we even – so what's the deal with the show then? So y'all just come on the show to argue every night? Is that the purpose of the show, you telling me?
Certain stuff you don't discuss on this show. You don't set up a race on this show. You talk about it. You discuss different issues at the track on this show. Okay, just like with me and you, I can say, well, let's take a chance at the Bike National to run each other. Now, when we get to the track, now we already done, you already know I want to run you. Now we're going to chop up and see how this race going to get done.
Wait a minute. No, you asked me a question. I come on this show to set up a race. I thought that was the purpose of the grudge race. We can talk about it all day long. But if we ain't getting done, ain't no sense of me driving those 13 hours to talk about we gonna see how it go. Hell no.
So you mean to tell me, okay, Chris, you mean to tell me that, okay, I can sit here and say I want to run Katrina now. They're going to get on the show. We're going to go through all the details on the show. Nobody don't do that. You get numbers, and then you call that person when the show go off. You don't sit here and set up a whole race on this show. Don't nobody do that. Since I've been listening to this show, I haven't heard anybody go through the whole setup on this show.
I'll tell you one thing about this show, man. I know a lot of people take shots at it or whatever, but amongst all the car shows and this bike show going on, this bike show is one of the top five of the whole grudge thing outfit, and there's over 25 shows, and this show is still moving up with the number of callers and stuff that's calling and listening and bam. But just to throw that out there, but not for random one to, continue to say, about waste or whatever, but I'm understanding that because we actually have a ATV line that's going on, and like I said, those guys, man, they go hard as well, but at the same time, at the end of the night, they don't really take no blows or nothing at each other because it's mostly they be wanting to race. For example, we had a event this past weekend with them, but they didn't get a chance to make a trip, but I think all of them has agreed to go to Georgia this weekend, and so to settle that little job, so
While I'm talking, man, we've had several callers on here. We got a whole list of people to come on. So let me go on and open up these guys' lines. They've been on here holding for a while. So we got 5041. Your line is open. Your line is open.
I saw a race.
You doing now?
Can you hear me?
I hear your phone breaking up a little.
Hold on a second, Chris.
Okay.
I saw the race with Shine.
Okay.
I was standing right there. This G Wiz.
Okay, what's going on, G Wiz?
I don't think it was the track. I mean, the track might not have been working for them, but
right.
I don't think it was just the track. They seemed like every time they left the line, they blew the tire away. I think the left line was a little worse. The left lane was a little worse than the right lane. Right lane looked good, but when Billy Mays and Shine went down the track together, I saw Billy Mays go down the track.
Okay.
In the left lane. So I don't think it was all the track. I think maybe the application of power might have had something to do with it.
Thank you.
Okay. But when we only had a problem with the one pass that we did with Richard on Bud Light Lime, and it had gotten dark and cold by that time.
Okay.
And there were some issues, but I think the track was better than it had been in a long time. I don't think you could complain about it.
Okay.
In other words, you're saying they just didn't get down the track.
I think it was a
good
circumstances. Yeah, guys, it wasn't, you know, it might have been the track for them, but it had more to do with the whole deal than just the track. Maybe the track didn't hold what they were trying to apply at that point.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell CeCe.
Okay, yeah. Now, G, let me ask you a question. Just say, you know, you're the crew chief, and you can't make it to the race. So you tell me, Custom, give me some video of the bike. I want you to stand right behind that back tie, and I want you to video that back tie. Can you tell me by watching the video what's going on at the track?
Some people can. I personally couldn't. That's how some people tune. But I think, like, I know the way that Coop does and the way that Richard does, they deal with data. We don't really give a shit about what the tire's doing, because you can read that in your data through your engine speed and things like that. I mean, me personally, anytime I've ever dealt with Coop or Richard, you know, when we're at the track together and we need some help, we use data. We don't send real video. You know what I'm saying? We have a data log.
Yeah, but you got to look at, okay, just like a football team and a basketball team, all they have is video. All they have is video. So you telling me that drag racing, I can't watch a video of the track and that bike and tell you what was going on, whether it was the track or was it your setup? There's some guys out there that can do that.
I mean, you know, that's a matter of opinion. You know, I'm not into he said, she said. I mean, you know, you can look at some things, yes, I agree, but you can't tell clutch application. You can't tell tire pressure. You can't tell their nitrous ramp. You can't tell what they're doing with timing. You know, I can take a bike with a strut on it, put you on it, and if I pull enough timing and pull enough nitrous out of it, we'll get that bitch to hook on an ice skating rink. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't really matter. You know, it's more than one thing. That's all I'm getting at. It's always more than one thing. It's not just one thing as to why someone can't get down the track. I mean, you guys know, I mean, I love Rockingham to death. I think Rockingham is the home of motorcycle grudge racing, but I'm also a fan of a tuner as well. And that's one thing I like Little Rich so much for. Here in the last several years, Rich is getting to a point where he can tune himself. So Rockingham, to me, is a tuner's track. You go out there and you see Rodney Williford lay down a 6-second pass on a pro street bike at over 200 miles an hour. But you also see others out there who can't get down the track. Well, to me, Rodney Williford knows how to tune. Richard knows how to tune. You don't see John Force and Tony Schumacher and all them just immediately going to every track on the planet just throwing down 8,000 horsepower and thinking
exactly.
The track sucks because the damn tire got blown away. So I just believe that motorcycle grudge racing has gotten to a point, and I'll even go taboo and say that I believe that tracks like Jason Miller at MIR and Valdosta have set the expectations so high that people think if you can't go out there and throw every ounce of power, you got at it from the line, the track sucks, and that ain't true.
So going off the truck is not a wise, with these grudge bikes in general, going off the truck is not a wise decision.
Hey, look, gamblers do different things. I tried to get in touch with Alex. After all that mess that I went through with Alex, Spence told me, said, well, you tell Alex we'll go off the trailer with Ernie Brown. But I never could. That's, Spence is the owner of Bud Light Lime Bike. He has the final say-so. And he told me to call Alex and go off the trailer. That's a gambler. And, you know, I would have bet with him. That's my crew. If they say we're going off the trailer, I got enough confidence in Richard to know that he's going to put the tune-up in the bike that we need to get from A to B. I have that much confidence in my crew. So these guys who have the confidence in their crew to do that, that's on them. That's just what you call a true gambler. They don't really give a shit. They believe, you know, that they can make anything happen. And I respect that.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know how to get any more raw than that.
CC.
Yeah.
We true gamblers, CC.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I am too.
Who is that?
You know, hey.
Who is that?
Eugene.
Oh, yeah. They'll go off the trailer. They'll go off the trailer in a heartbeat. Yep.
We true gamblers.
Hey, yeah,
I'll bet with them off the trailer.
I just don't want nobody to get it twisted about Valdosta. I'm telling y'all, I know, well, I ain't going to tell you I know, but I heard that the prep man had went to Bradenton. That's
man,
what I heard.
That's over.
No,
that's over.
No, but you asked the question earlier. That's all I'm saying is that I know Valdosta at left and right lane.
Well, listen,
is like
let me tell you. Here's my, since you want to say about the prep man. That's the track person problem. Okay, you shouldn't have one person at your track that's the only person that at this track can do one thing.
I agree.
But
you understand
what I'm saying?
If he be sick today and tomorrow, you mean tell me ain't nobody that's gonna be able to get your track right?
You'll be surprised. I'm telling you, you'll be surprised.
I mean, I understand that, but that's just on the track people. They should have somebody else that's already know how to do this also.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? I got something bothering me, and I'm about to be at the house, so I'm not going to be able to be on here. Eugene, some cuts, y'all will be honest with me. Somebody calls you or sends you a message and says, Eugene, they say, I want to race Katrina. And they tell you, I don't believe I got enough to outrun Katrina. You know, I've been doing this 20 years, and I know that my bike is not fast enough to run Katrina. Man, I've got to respectfully turn the race down. We can't run y'all heads up. Sorry. And you come back and you ask somebody, what do y'all need? Eugene, you ask me, Glenn, what do y'all need to run Katrina? And I say, we need one in the break. And you come back and say, okay, we'll do that. Did you not just say that you'll do a race?
Yeah. If you ask me what I need and you tell me you're going to do one in the break, and you agreed to it, yeah, you did.
And you stepped to me and asked me for the race in the beginning, and I said, out of respect, we don't have enough to beat you, heads up. Man, I'm sorry, we can't do that. You came to me now. You came to me.
Yeah, but, you know,
You come to me with Katrina and say, gee whiz, I want to run your bike with Katrina, and I say, Eugene, I just can't see Katrina heads up, man. I'm sorry. I appreciate the offer, but I can't run Katrina heads up. And you say, well, gee, what do you feel like you need to run Katrina? What would be fair? And I say, Eugene, I need one in the break. And you say, okay, we'll do that. Did we not just set that race up?
Well, yeah, we set it up. If you're going to go on and do it, I mean, y'all at the track or y'all just on the phone?
We was on Facebook. It's in writing. It's them fucking clowns. It's them fucking clowns from the Dream Team, man.
Well, listen. The only thing about that is, y'all should just went on and said, okay, let's lock something up.
You know, man, don't even go there. We'll lock
up.
But
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Everybody ain't got a word, too, now.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
You got to look at that, too. You got to look at who you're talking to, and you got to look at, okay, everybody ain't got a word. 9 times out of 10, if we tell you that same story, you got a race.
Yeah. You're right.
But everybody don't have a word, you know.
Well, that's what
upset. You can't take it serious. You can't take it serious because guess what? You can't just, because somebody else might come there and tell him, okay, man, you can't do that. That's crazy.
That's what they did. That's what happened. That is exactly what happened.
A lot of stuff you got to wait till you get to the track to put him right there on the spot. Then okay, agree to it. Let's do it now.
But that's you. That's your way of doing it.
But that's not how we do it.
Why ain't no need in traveling.
Yeah, but ain't no need in me traveling all the way from North Carolina to Valdosta, Georgia, if we ain't got no race. I mean, that's 8 hours of my life that I won't ever get back.
What did you tell me? It's a gamble. Sometimes taking a trip
is a
gamble.
That's right. Well, we coming anyway.
Well,
we'll come anyway.
But listen, if we coming that way, then that's okay. But if just to come to Valdosta, just to run my bike down a track for you to see it, we don't have that to do.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. And that's what upset me was, you know, Big Boy Brian asked me, said, we want to run Bud Light Lime heads up. And I said, you know, hey, we want to run Bud Light Lime. I said, man, we ain't got enough for y'all. Thanks, but no thanks. We can't run y'all heads up. He says, what do y'all need? I said, okay, we need one in the brake. And he says, what kind of clutch is in the bike? He said, a Gen 1 or a Rock. I say, neither. A slider. And he says, okay, I think we can do that. And I said, all right, I said, for something small, less than 500. He said, we'll do it for 500. That's gas money. I said, bet. I said, we got that. Let's do that. Then he calls me talking about, he sends me a message back saying, Tackle Box said we can't do that. No, you got to run us heads up.
Well, if they couldn't do it, then that should have been, when he said he couldn't do it, y'all should have just said, okay.
Well, we pretty much did. Yeah, we did, but he wanted to try to exploit me online. You know what I'm saying? Calling me a pussy and all kind of stuff because we can't run them heads up.
No, well, you ain't got to worry about all that. You know, people don't say what they want to say.
That's one crew
in the game right now that be trying to flex their weight. See, when somebody got money like they do, see, I ain't got that type of bread to match with them like that. But when somebody got money like they do and can match them, they back down or they trying to say other stuff. That's all you do. You just call it, pull the card. That's all. It's some wannabe bullies in this game, but they get knocked off. They get knocked off too.
All right, gentlemen, I'll spend the evening with my little girl. Y'all have a good evening.
Okay, Julia. All right, y'all, we're going to move on. We got an extra 1870, your line is open.
Yeah, this is for ones that the comments that be made on the show. Now, when a man is expressing his opinion, what makes it wrong when one man expresses it and another man said? I've been seeing this for quite a while when some people say things and nothing they never said about it and somebody else might say it. And then it's all blows out of proportion. And then it seems like people want to mold people into a perfect community. I said, Custom Cuts, he's himself. Bud Light is himself. That's what makes the show. That's what makes it interesting. If everybody came on there and act like nuns, this show wouldn't even last a day. That's what makes the show.
Yeah, but at the same time, too, we want to try to clean up the show because, I mean, I'm not trying to tell people not to change their ways or whatever, but just kind of tone it down some because, I mean,
you got people coming on here cussing people out, calling them out their name. I don't never get on here and cuss and say stuff like that. You know, last week, it was so much cussing going on, I started to get off the phone.
Well,
Chris been trying to straighten that up. He asked him not to do that. I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah, and then they get on Psycho Bite and say, I tried to be funny about something last week, and I didn't even say it in no funny way.
People already, you got a target on your back as well. So more things that you do, and I'm just not telling you to stop being yourself or whatever, man. I'm just telling you to kind of tone it up. So, I mean, I'm going to actually, I'm going to try to talk to him as well, and not just point the finger at you. But, I'm like, man, you got a target on your back as well.
But I'm just saying, sometimes that target is put on there for no reason. Sometimes people just say something over because, I'm going to say this. If Alex get on, everybody know Alex. I mean, some people might not like the way he speak, but nobody ever says nothing about him. But see, when a Chris could say anything, it's already a problem about it. And I said,
Cousin Cut goes about doing it, too, now, because we all know Cousin Cut, and we know his taxes and stuff. So I'm like, man, it's just the way, maybe it's a different strategy or something that he may need to do or whatever, because getting up under the people's skin or whatever, man, it works to a certain degree. And I guess that plays on to when race day comes, for as this man got this thought going through his head, like, man, I'm going to get on this light and mess up because I remember what this man said to him or whatever. So I'm rather than, just going out there saying, I'm just trying to help him out, man. I don't want nobody to.
Half the guys that get upset don't even race. They don't even race.
One thing about me, and I want everybody to listen to this. I can protect myself at the races. I'm not worried about that. I just want to race. I don't care if people come on here and call me a fag, call me sissy, call me gay. It don't matter because I know me. And it don't matter to me. They get on here and cuss me out. They get on Psycho Bite and cuss me out, all that. It don't matter because you know what? When I get in that track and I cut your head off, be prepared what I say to you at the end of the track. Because, see, that's going to be where ain't no cameras. Ain't no cameras going to be on that end. So ain't no cameras on that finish line. So just be prepared what Custom Cut say to you, because you can have your glory. Call me all the names you want to. I don't get mad, brother. I don't get mad. The world, I know y'all listening tonight. Custom Cuts don't get mad. Call me what you want to. But you're going to have to pay the piper one day when you line up with me.
I saw a little comment on Psycho Bike, talking about I'ma do you and all that. Said something to Custom Cut, and they wasn't but one comment on it. Now, if you turn that around and if Custom Cut would have said that to somebody, he'd have been banned, and this show would have been about what he said on there. But nobody ever addressed what that dude said about threatening somebody's life.
I guess the point that I was just trying to make tonight across is that if you know you're gonna throw gas or whatever, I want to try to make it even. But just try to, to avoid it, man. This is really about racing or whatever, and we're trying to keep it to racing because we don't want to make the show out of no.
I'm gonna bring this up right here, and I'm gonna totally get off. It's gonna still be on racing. But I'm gonna bring up Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt was one of the nastiest racers out there. But people loved him. On race day, you knew he was going to bump you off. You knew he was going to bump into you and wreck you. But you still got out there and raced against him. I'm the Dale Earnhardt of grudge racing. That's all it is. You can bump me all day long and still get out there and race. I'm going to still get out there and race. It don't matter to me. I ain't no crybaby. I can take it. Chris, if you want me to change up, I wear a non-suit to the race next time. And watch, I'm going to still get bashed for doing that.
We got another caller. Cause hold on. Hold your thoughts for one second, man. We got 9209. Your line is open.
I got a few. Chris.
Yeah, you got you.
I ain't hit one.
Oh, okay. Well, let me check. Okay. All right. We got 9-17, your line is open.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I just been listening to y'all the whole time, man. How y'all Really? A lot of folks on here trying to defend Shine and all that, saying that people been waiting, people sitting around ain't racing and waiting on them to lose and shit. But y'all ain't saying that about how goddamn at the beginning of the year, and it's even on video at I think it's on either Banshee video or either Bite Paparazzi when Ryan was in the bleachers talking shit. And I have never goddamn, when they didn't even have a bite at Tweed, I never met Ryan, and Ryan goddamn had started talking shit to me off top. Shine was right there. He was at Eddie Kane Trailer. So, but now, goddamn, Shine them racing and losing, and goddamn, I'm talking shit. That is a problem. But Shine them goddamn, Shine them talk goddamn most shit to anybody. And hell yeah, I would went on their ass to lose. And yeah, everybody know if Shine them would have won, Shine them would have been the first one on here talking shit to me tonight. So I really don't care what everybody else thinking and what everybody else opinion is. And y'all know Shine Ryan would have been the first one on here talking shit. So just don't come on here defending them. And y'all know what the situation would have been if they would have goddamn won.
I just got a message from a person. They said, man, tell you to stop cussing so much online, man.
Man.
Hey,
You know, and another thing, Chris, I want to ask you something. Now, every week, about an hour and a half of the show, you always get a message and say something about pancakes. You know, come on, Chris.
If I'm receiving messages, I have to read the messages, man.
Every week you get a message about pancakes on Wednesday night when I'm on the line?
Man. And then tell them if they don't want to hear me call, tell them to get off.
I'm just saying, something can make me wonder if they punks or not. They all talking about gay stuff all the time, and they talk about cuss them cut. I was like, they ain't got no women their own self.
If you really look at it, I'm the only one at the track that's showing with the ladies. If you really want to know the truth, and I know they listen tonight.
Talk about it.
Really, that's some New Orleans stuff they got going. That's some New Orleans stuff. I don't know what they're going. You know, they weird over that way, anyway. So.
You ain't got
a lie. They weird over there. Ain't that right, Eugene?
You nothing make me talk about my friend.
Hey, shut this up. Are you going to bring some ladies to the track in December?
You know what? I know you was on Facebook last night. I got him, dog. I got him. Seriously.
If you're going to sit over there and wait on him, you're going to be in bad shape because he told me the same lie. So I'm just kidding.
Fellas, you know what? I thought I'd never see the day that y'all be on Grudge Talk Radio asking Custom Cut to have the ladies at the track.
Well, Custom Cut, I'm going to tell you straight up, I sure ain't going to ask you because I know you done lied to me.
You know, Eugene, I want you to take your two bottles of water and pour them in the burnout, and you come over there and stand beside me.
Hey, I ain't gonna do this no more. That cost us some money. I ain't doing that no more.
Say what now?
Who was that lady in the blue that made it wobble and she wasn't even moving?
Custom Cuts brought her to the track. I just want everybody to know that. Custom Cuts brought us to the track. Eugene, somebody called me and said the reason why they lost the race because you called a bottle of water.
And you send them a message back and tell them it didn't cost them. We didn't ask for a quarter to put on that race.
That was crazy, man.
Y'all let them know.
How you cost them the race and you pour water? That's crazy.
Hey, but guess what? I pour water in a bike that we own. So it shouldn't even matter.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. There's so many excuses out there, man. People, you know, man, if you can't afford to lose your money, don't get out there, because I don't want to hear your mouth. I don't want to hear your mouth if you lose.
Like,
I don't
want to
hear your mouth.
Louisville.
I don't understand why they even had a problem. The same water that I poured on the track, the same water they sprayed out the water hole, it just wasn't on there.
Hey, Killzone, are you planning on racing anymore, or are you just going to sell your bike and get out?
It ain't no, like I said, it ain't no stress for the bike to be sold, but I know I'm not racing no more this year.
Next year you going to run?
Yeah. I mean, if I don't sell the bike, yeah.
Get
your kills on. And behind that, guys, hold, we got several more people we're going to open them, because we got a two-hour show tonight, so I'm going to try to cover as much as we can. We got 4521. Your line is open.
What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas?
How's it going? Just a caller. We got 0655. Your line is open. All right, we got 6775. Your line is open.
I heard somebody talking about me, so I hop in the house. I ain't gay. I got a bad ass old lady, but if I can smack a nigga on the ass and get out down that racetrack, I will.
All right, everybody, we go. I don't know for one thing, because if not, they going to, we're going to try to lay off a couple of things. We're going to try to get a couple of lay off people.
Hey, Mike.
All right. See, I text your phone, you answer my text.
You didn't text me. You didn't text me, Mike.
I just did. I got Yash giving your number.
Yash on the line with me now.
Oh. Well, that gay boy, he gave me the wrong number then.
He must have did, because I ain't got it.
I'm about to tell you, Mike, you sure got to find one of my things. I ain't going to let them tell you you're gay. But going back to what Custom Cuss said earlier, I be trying to hook up races on this line. That's what we calling in for. We don't call on here to talk. You ain't got necessarily to talk off the line. You can talk on here like a man on this phone, the line of a race if you're a man. That's what I do. We can talk on this talk line. We ain't got to get no private conversation going. All little under the table stuff. Lock up like Ram.
That's what it's for, grudge talk.
You come on here to grudge talk. You want to line up a grudge race. You ain't got to get off the phone. You can let the world know what's going to go down. Get in on it. Let's lock them up like Ram.
And they say that, but every time somebody puts a coin on, that's when everything goes. People can say whatever they want. Whenever money involved, it's a different story. Nobody want to lose.
Nobody want to lose no money. But guess what? This race, you got two down, one back. You got two down, one going to come back.
Man, there's so many Harry Houdinis out there. Somebody go get this some swap plan. Say somebody want to run Katrina, and somebody swap or something else on Katrina. It has been done. That's why nobody don't want to lock up nothing on the radio. They want to see what they're going to run when they get to the track.
You take for instance
when Custom Cut locked up with Mr. Marcus. He asked Mr. Marcus which bike he was gonna bring. He said, didn't come up with two or with four bike. I mean, when he could have said in the beginning that
Hey, Custom Cut, I'm gonna steal your number one fan because you lied to me when I came to Valdosta.
What's going on, Phillip? What you talking about?
Pancake, call me Pancake. When I came to Valdosta, you lied to me. Now I'm gonna have to steal your number one fan because you lied to me. You know what I'm talking about. All the way over there. And Pee Wee running over there thinking you got some breakfast lined up and you ain't got nothing. You got outplayed empty.
Yeah, you know what? I guarantee you, if you miss the December the 7th, you're going to miss your breakfast. I guarantee you. Hey,
I'm
going to
be there.
The
I'm
water.
Coming.
I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink now.
He told me that same story on the phone the night before. Okay, Pee Wee. I left there hungry.
You
I like a fucking
had
a I like a
I could have had Superhead there. You would have busted great.
Okay. All right.
Pee-wee. What's wrong with that clown?
I don't know Pee-wee. What's wrong with him.
That's why we was over there by a pit.
Mike, he don't have a clue, do he?
Mike Apprentice, you were too drunk to do anything, bud.
That's when I do my best. I'm like Alex, right? When I get them Michelob Ultras in me, they going to call me Michelob Ultras. Like they call it Bud Light, they going to call me Michelob Ultras. When I get full of them, ain't no telling what going to happen.
Hey, last conversation I had with you, Michael, you were talking about, man, why them boys did me like that, man?
That race over and done with. I got my eyes set on somebody else. It might be you. You might be the next lap. You might be the next step on the ladder I'm trying to get a hold to.
Somebody said, what bike?
That apple?
Yeah.
That biscuit?
Mm-hmm. Talking about the one that Sam Cooke beat in North Carolina?
No, that's one look like that. That ain't the same one.
That ain't what I heard.
That ain't what you heard? Try it. That's what I want y'all to tell me. Try it.
Hey, Philip, MP, you think, no limit. You barking up the wrong tree now.
Huh? I ain't never barked up the wrong tree. I've been doing this 36 years. I ain't never barked up the wrong tree. When I come at you, I'm coming at you right. Yeah.
And behind, I got another message here to say not to cut you guys off, but Amy Sue will be at the track with her talents on December 7th over in Vidalsa. So if any of you guys wants to support her and buy a calendar from her, you can at the Vidalsa race on December 7th.
From who? What's the lady's name?
It's Amy.
Oh, that
BJ. See on the calendar, Mike Paparazzi, Amy.
We ain't got but one more month left in this year.
No, I want the one Cuss had.
One thing I always try to tell my mom to do, look slim and sexy, because I want you in the tightest thing you can wear at the track. And Michael Phillips, get your eyes off her now. I saw you looking at her. You the only one that I don't want around her.
Why, because you scared me of that pancake?
Wow.
Mike, he don't want nobody. He don't want nobody to have you. You're all here.
Made us come way over there. They ain't had nothing on our plate.
He don't get her until he beat me.
Look, and then he gonna tell me, Mike, this is what he tells me. He gonna tell me, I got you, boy. Chris, you remember this, don't you? Boy, I got you. You just come to this trailer.
To the trailer all day. Me and you loaded all day. Hey, nothing.
Hey, Eugene, I had one eyeballing
you,
but she said your wallet wasn't fat enough, so, you know.
Well,
boy,
I'm so glad that you ain't necessarily got to be about your wallet. Tell your game tight.
Listen, and won't you do this?
Yeah.
Tell her she sure don't know what to say. She's dead right.
Hey, why y'all playing? They listening tonight.
So where are the lines? Hey, listen, I'm just telling you the truth. She told the truth, but she ain't told nothing else.
This is the guy that pulled water in the burnout when Katrina had sprung out. This Eugene, baby, with the orange shirt off. Yeah, that's with the glasses.
Yeah.
That other guy talking.
I'm the one with the wallet ain't tight.
And I'm the one that eat the pancakes.
Hey, you remember the guy that came up to the trailer begging with the beer in his hand when we was about to get ready to go? That's him. That's the other guy.
Yeah.
Pancake
man.
In the background
talking to no guy.
You want? Hey, I guarantee you won't bet, man. I guarantee they listening.
Them women. Man, you ain't got nobody on no blind listening. I'm talking about you.
Okay.
Somebody, just like you was talking in the air last week. Talking about God.
Hey, listen. You know he got, hey, know he got somebody.
Hey, Scott,
I love you, baby. I love you, Scott.
I got an idea for you. When we come to Queens in March over there, man, we're going to do a swimsuit contest. You going to enter any of them into the contest?
As long as there ain't no perverts at the track.
Man, you got perverts everywhere, man.
I'm just saying, man, don't do New Orleans guys be scaring me, man. As long as you ain't got none of them guys at the track, I'll bring my models. And I may, you know what? I may even show it with Erica.
Hey, man, why you playing? You know what I'm talking about. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Long as you keep them New Orleans guys at the house, I'll bring them. Keep who? Got a little... Yeah. He said, well, we got to go to college. Last time I seen that in Bob on the beach camp.
Man, y'all wrong now, Chris. Y'all wrong for banning my mom. He's wrong. No, you can't ban Alex. We can't ban Alex. We can't ban Alex tonight. Don't that some bitch remind y'all of Burning Man? No. He remind me of Kenneth. Huh? He remind me of some chicken.
Oldest on Andy Griffin.
Y'all talking about my boy. Now, I ain't gonna have y'all talking about my boy. Now, he ain't on here. Now, if he come on there, it's going to be a whole bunch of up and downs inside. He on side to side. He's straight up and down now. And so I do my boy
All right. God, we got another caller here. 4388. Your line is open.
Yeah, press one, baby. I know you're listening to me.
She don't want to talk to you.
Wow, hater. Y'all, that's a hater born. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Put that fire up on
me. Chris, before you chime anybody else in, I want to stop the show. Scott, if you're listening, press one, please.
Did you see a picture of him? You saw
no,
a picture
Chris,
of him?
Chris didn't even send me the number. Chris, I'm waiting on the number.
Right. That one was laying on. That one was right there on the side of your barber shop,
no,
man.
Everybody keep talking about what was going on with the show last week. I wanna know now why Chris didn't text me that number.
He did. You said he did.
Now, Chris, you know what? Whatever.
You told Chris thank you for the number.
Oh, you told me listening to me on tonight.
Huh?
I think you really be listening to me.
No, I was listening to what the woman said, and then I heard you talk back. And then that's when you started talking about IHOP. And that's when I came here and told you.
What bike you bringing about Oscar, Mike?
The album. You ain't gonna run the other bike I'm gonna bring, because you're gonna say it's in your stable. But I'm like this.
What other bike you bring?
He paid his money, and he let me ride it. So I figured we should be together. It don't matter if I pick up a rock and we got two rocks that's in the same garage. It don't matter. Best man gonna win.
So
you know what I'm talking about? That one that falls on side. That one that falls on side.
I had three or four motorcycles parked beside me last time I was at the race. I mean,
Geronimo, G-Mo was right on side to G-Mo.
So you tell me the owner really wants that race to go down?
Yeah, he'll let it go down.
But put him on there and tell him, and he might have a race.
You don't believe?
If the owner get on here and say he want that race to go down, then we'll let it go down.
Y'all let it go down.
This the man that's acting custom cuts. It'll go down.
What about the apple then? We can make two of them go down.
No, No, we're talking about what you just said. We're talking about what you just said. If you said
so
what you want to do.
So what y'all don't think he'll do that, man. I don't think he's gonna cause no risk like that.
He'll do what I do. Trust me, me and Henry been friends for over 35 years. Me and Henry done done a whole lot of stuff. And for somebody out of another camp to say something, you got another thought coming to you, Bulldog.
Well, he got along 35 years, get you. If he call in and say he want the race to go down, then we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. You listen to Henry and hit me up. If you got Henry's number, tell me to hit my phone number. No, I'm on the highway. I ain't going to take time if I mess around and hang up, then I ain't going to get back in. You might not be able to get in anyway. This door is locking up, guys, so we're losing here. It's just that the connection is kind of messed up. Like I said, it's storming here, so we trying to better keep the board up. So, Cousin Tuck, when you coming back out, man, for 2014 with the Black Caesar? When you going to make the debut?
I answer that. Y'all going to see. I'm gonna let my sponsor answer that. I'm not allowed to answer that type of question. Sponsor, take it from here. You will see. We had to address some issues, and they've been addressed. Because we wasn't riding to the full potential, we had to talk with them, or we was going to have some problems, and we got it addressed.
Okay.
I mean, there was nothing wrong with what's going on. It was just a ride of error. So we got those issues addressed, and things are looking up for the rest of 2013, 2014. Because the still gonna be around. We got a pocket full of money. We ready to bet. You can't bet enough, and you ain't finna make us get out this game no matter what happens. All these people trying to push custom cuts out the game, and it ain't never gonna happen.
And I know y'all seen the comment on Facebook this morning. Cool. I got a business, one of the top barbershops in Atlanta that want to back me now. So, you know, look for some bigger and better things.
Now, say if you come up here to Tiffin, Georgia, you can come on and get in the physician center. We got a couple of doctors up here. That's where we get our sponsorship from. Just come on down and, you know, get your physical, whatever you need to do.
I think Mayo was in the same position. The only guy got on his team. Well, you know what? I don't want to use Mayo. He ain't got down the track all year.
But Mayo need to go get some pills. Mayo need to go get some pills before all that hit it he got. He can't get down the track. They send him come to the trailer. We can write him for prescription right there on site. You can feel it too, boy.
Mayo got down the track.
Do what now?
Mayo got down the track this
week. I think somebody pulled him down the track. Only thing Mayo do, he put a lot of light on the track with that live suit. That's all he do.
Have you all seen the guy with the blue suit?
He rides
a 14, too.
You talking about Jackson?
Huh?
You talking about Jackson?
I don't know the guy's name. Man. He came down in the Hub City one day, man. Had a blue suit.
He looked like a black Elvis Presley. All he got to do is shake his leg. He looked like a black Elvis Presley. He ain't nobody.
So other words, if we put Mayo together, the guy with the blue suit and have a rainbow.
No, because Tuffin Cut Suit is actually attractive. The one, them other guys, Mayo, he looked like a clown, and another guy looked like a clown. So, Chris, you mean to tell me you coming back to making International Dragway for the 14th?
Yeah, I'm coming over there, actually, the ending part, probably in March. I want to try to put a pro mod class together. So I've talked with a few of them.
I heard some, well, I ain't going to say, I read some stuff on CycleBike about the, we want to try to do the Mardi Gras this year. I mean, what's going on with that?
We want to do the Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I mean, they normally, her city normally have a race, you know, like the Fat Tuesday race.
Right.
I mean, what's going on with that? Are you still the promoting that race or what?
No, that was a track putting that old Mardi Gras race on in Hub City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We always just go down there and support the Fat Tuesday event at Hub City.
We're going to try to do some good. We're trying to get it out to Texas this year. So if anybody listening out from Texas, y'all show us some love out there. We will make it out there.
Yeah, we just had some bad issues. I mean, you know.
We can even go as far as California.
Oh, my. I know Michael Phillips can't get out there.
Mike, maybe y'all ready.
If some of our ARL friends, we might even go over to Qatar.
Uh-oh. Wow.
You're going to see a lot of things out of Chris Kentucky this year. We had a bad year. Had a very bad year. A lot of money spent. This year going to be a lot of money spent, but we're going to see some results.
Okay. All right. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Chris come to the track, I mean, we just had a bad year this year. You know, just like the pecan season. Pecan trees, you know, produce one year. Next year they might not. We do the pecan tree. Next year we're gonna put some pecans.
That is good.
This right here for Dusty. We coming to see you, Dusty. We coming to get you. We gonna have you crying, little fella.
Chris.
We're gonna have you crying, little fella.
Hey, Chris. Mike.
Yeah.
Read your phone, and say what that text just said. Look at the name on the top of him, and tell him what he said.
Nah, we want to get a name.
Yeah, and tell him what it said at the bottom. And tell him, Chris.
All right, let me hold on for 1 second,
I ain't got to. I'm going to let you know. Let y'all ass write a check. Y'all can't cash.
Man, anybody can send a text.
No, it's
anybody can send a text.
Call him.
Tell that man to call in, and he tell us there ain't no problem.
Man,
you
got to
tell him. The man finna tell you.
Look, hold on for a minute. Let me answer this right. Mike, your name don't hold no weight. Tell that man to call.
Oh, my name hold weight. I see you ain't jumping that red.
No, I want to get on with you. Don't put your
that's
foot
a
in
issue.
Mouth.
That's a dumb issue. I ain't put my foot in nothing. You going to be scared to run the bike.
Look, you barely got past brother.
Well, let me get barely past your ass then. Let me get barely past your ass on the 7.
You just said you can ride anybody got there, and that bike you named.
I said the two. When did I say any bike out there? I said I can ride them two bikes. I ain't say no any bike.
Okay, well, get the owner to call in and tell me that. I hear his voice, and he say that. Then, you know, y'all got action. But until I hear him say that,
No, man, I ain't trying to be there.
We ain't asking for nobody to do, man. We just asking for, we want to hear the owner tell us that. That's all we want to hear. We own it.
I'm going to let Chris tell y'all where the man say he is.
Yeah, we want the owner. Custom Chris is not a race.
Yeah,
we are
owner. I'm trying to pull up.
Man, that, it ain't no chick. I want Henry to call in and tell me that over this line. If he say he want to run me, then it's a race. But I ain't going through
I'm
all
the
this.
I'm the one who said it. You said what the man wasn't going to do if I told him that I wanted to run you. You the one said he wasn't going
to
run.
And I told you to ask him to call in. That's all I want to hear. If he say he going to do it, then I think I know it's official. But I'm not reading. Y'all can't keep me. Y'all can't trick me into no man like
that.
Hard
about it.
Hey, Cousin Cuss.
Not racing.
Cousin Cuss.
Yes.
What you and your father talking about? You gonna get me? Let's lock me in for Valentine's December 7th then. Let's get me.
Who am I talking to?
The man that's beating up on the motorcycle when he lose. The one that beat his bike up when he lose.
Hey, but guess what? I'm gonna beat your pocket up if you get in the water
bike. Oh, that ain't gonna happen, man. You ain't got enough money.
Yeah, I know it's not gonna happen because you're not gonna race.
You ain't got enough money. You ain't got enough money.
Just look, y'all need to get Sam Cook right first before you go to Target. Killzone already said he's stealing his bike.
It's ready.
So I mean, what bike you gonna ride, sir?
It's ready. I told you people do
Sam
Cook and you. I know your bike is.
Man, I don't care. Man, look, I don't care what you know, what you think you know. It don't matter to me. What that got to do with the tea in China? What that got to do?
I heard you fired your mechanic
because
you
want to
go faster than
740. Man, what you talking about, man? Dan, the man, is my mechanic.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
He's my mechanic. I don't care what people say about him. I'm standing behind him.
No, hold on.
I'm going to tell you this right here. Dan the man is my mechanic. I don't care what y'all say. He's my man, and I'm sticking with him.
I'm going to get Matt Luger on the phone.
He's
going to sue you for slander.
Man, look. Oh. Hey, that was crazy.
Boy, hey, Justin,
now you see how that man came at me sideways.
Yeah. But you call a man a sexual predator, man.
call that man a child molester.
No, he came off me going off on you, boy. He was pissed off.
Hey, Justin, but you saw me. I was just talking to my cousin and him. You know, I wasn't saying that to nobody. We were just talking about racing.
But this is the thing I was telling him. I was like, man, that shit me and Steve should be talking about, man. We just joking and playing. I was like, everybody else want to be in their feelings. I was like, me and him just be going back and forth joking and shit. You know, always joke with me, you know what I mean? But everybody else don't know that, you know what I'm saying?
And then I don't know that cat like that. So when I see a new name that I ain't never saw before, and he calling me a punk and all this stuff right here, no, you know what? Anybody that call me a punk, you're a sexual predator. And that's what I'm putting on your tab. Michael Phillips, next time you call me, say something about pancakes, you're a sexual predator.
And guess what? You didn't know I was for real. If you ain't know, now you know. Pull up my record and watch what it tells
you. You know what?
I will rip your pants off and take your ass.
Hey,
he need to be muted.
Hold on, like,
he need to be muted. He need to be muted. Chris, where you at?
I'm getting ready. I'm still working on the board, man.
Hey, who was on here asking about why the guy on the war bike didn't get down the track?
That was me asking about that at first.
Me and Sean measured the bike, and that bike is like 82 and a half inches long.
No, does everybody trying to defend the man?
No,
I'm just saying. If any man went down in that same lane that night, there's no problem with the track. If anybody went down in that lane, period, there ain't nothing wrong with the track. If he was trying to put too much down too soon.
That's the thing. It wasn't the track. And then if this man is really fucking 82 inches long, that's the goddamn problem.
No, he ain't 82 and a half.
He can be long as he wants to, but he just can't put down all that at one time. He got to ease it into it.
But you know how long these bikes ain't no bike other bike out here 82, 88, nothing. You know what I'm saying? You got
the
street
like 75. Who bike
82? Who bike 82
is it? That's 82 and a half, and Sean was trying to shorten it up, but their owner Ryan said he shortened the bike up to nobody.
Wow.
Well, that's why they fit on a big fat hill today, because they didn't shorten the bike.
The Rock wasn't great, don't get me wrong, but Billy Mays went down the track every time. Eddie went down the track when he went down the track. Cobra Commander went down the track. Everybody went down the track, but we was having problems on a new tune-up, but we finally got the bike right Sunday on the last pass. But everybody was going
I'm gonna tell y'all something, Dusty. Now I done seen Billy Mays run before, and I know for a fact they wasn't putting all the power down on that bike, but they put just enough to win that race. Shine done got out there, and they put Santa Claus on the motorcycle to ride. Black Santa Claus, old as dirt, trying to ride a motorcycle. Shine, I'm serious, Shine been out there racing for a long time. Shine, it's time for you to hang up your boots.
I'm just saying, man, how you know his head ain't being affected by some of that gas, dude, man? He needs to be in a rocking chair somewhere.
Yeah.
He was out there when my granddaddy was out there.
Now, you know what, fellas? I'm going to say something that's real true, but if your first motorcycle was a KZ-1000, you need to be out of the game.
He's
going to
look at our thing.
But,
That's a microwave bike, and I still got it. A KZ-1000, 76.
You know, we homeboys, and we had a little talk, but what's up with us running you December 7th this year? I was chilling, listening to the show, minding my business, but your sponsor just called me out. He said gonna come and get me. So what can we do? I'm gonna
let my sponsor answer that question, because I'm not allowed to answer.
We gonna come to get you. The feds ain't gonna let you know when they coming. We coming to get you.
Yeah, you want to know if the bike gonna be right, huh? When he got the new shot.
That's right. You said exactly right. So we ain't coming to play.
I see.
Now, I'm not. You know what, Dusty? I'm not allowed to answer no questions about racing right now. I'm totally muted when it comes to that. My sponsor only talks to me when it comes to season. Now, I mean, he sunk the money.
You better have a couple bucks, because old dude did sponsor you, dog. He said you better apologize.
Man, look here. I don't care nothing about no dude named Matt.
Oh no, what he said? What he talking about? The dude, the little comment he said.
No, he said no. This was on Facebook. I was talking to the models last night, cousins, and he just came in talking about, oh, you, what did he say, Dustin?
He said that quote won't pay punk out or something, and he said you need to stick to doing nails and fades or hairs and something.
And he said, You ain't nothing but a punk. So I said, you know what? Since you say I'm nothing but a punk, you're a sexual predator, you stalk little kids, you ain't nothing. And then, you know what, he gonna send me a private message talking about, I got one of the best lawyers in the world. I said, so? I got one of the best lawyers in the dirty South.
Man, tell that man, get out. You follow that man with a big stomach and sit behind a keyboard. Tend to go somewhere.
Hey, but on the real, you don't be thinking about who you be talking to sometimes. Man, they can come up out of nowhere and clock me upside the head, you know what I'm saying?
No, let me tell you something.
We ain't felons.
One thing about me, Dustin, you learn, I never sent out a threat. I never.
Yeah.
I don't never do that. But you know what? When you come to Valdosta, man, come on, man. Come on, man. These my folks down here. Just like when I come to Rock Am, you don't see me cutting the pool. Chris, when you saw me come to Hattiesburg, I wasn't cutting the pool, was I?
No, you wasn't
man,
cutting
the
pool.
I'm going to put it straight out just like this, him. They made laws to take care of them bad folks right there. They don't give papers to felons. They don't give papers to felons. So you come with that stupid stuff, you know what's going to happen. That's
you
all
know,
I'm going
to say. When I went up to North Carolina, I did some
research on you the other night, man. I see your YouTube. I typed in Jerry Jones. I see you out there with that burgundy button you used to have.
They came to us.
Let me tell you something, man. You know what? I've been having sex with Stacks ever since the day I started racing. I love Stacks. You know, that's the best loving.
Tell them about the agencies you had that were Rick and Shop down here.
Wait, one thing about me, I love making love to Stacks. I love that.
Guys,
but,
we may have to slow down early. I'm trying to operate the boy, and the boy is just completely locked, so I may have to shut it. Well, let me see. I'm trying not to
I'm not trying
to cut him off. Seriously, the boy is locked.
He ain't trying to cut him off, but he's going to cut off
him. No,
but,
we're going to continue to talk until they do.
But, Justin, you still on?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, man, I mean, the reason why I keep, avoiding your questions and stuff like that is just that, people think when I say I want to race you and then I show up at the track and, all my people there, and you got to admit, last time we was in Valdosta, you think I really had all them guys down there and my tuner down there just to say I won't race? Come on, bro. You saw what I was going through, man. I ain't even gonna lie, bro. Listen, sometimes
you have problems, dog. That's why I'm not really a big fan of walking in racing until we really test the bikes out and get all the bugs out. You know what I mean? Because when you put a fresh motor and stuff together, you never know what's gonna happen.
When we come to the track, I still test it most of the time. If something happens, it happens at the track. It ain't no coming out there and got to see a number. If we use the 2 or 3 tenths off another man and we think, well, we going to race, man. We don't care. I mean, anything can happen. We don't care. These boys be chasing numbers.
You got to look at last year when I raced Tackle Box, we had one shakedown off the truck and we did it. Okay, his shakedown went pretty good. My shakedown, I came up in the air. We still had to pull back around there and race each other. Come on, man. If there was any scared bone in my body, I would have never raced Tackle Box. We pulled right around there and got the W. Come on, man. So I feel like this right here. If anybody's gonna race in this game, it's gonna be me. If I show up at the track and I'm right, that's
a
me,
lot
dog.
Of these dudes that know Custom Cuts from back in the late 90s, they know that dude will run. I'm talking about we used to run on the street. We didn't kidnap anybody running nobody. I don't care what they had. We come to race. We didn't come out there to look at nobody go down the factory.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Back of you, man, back in 2006 or 7, I think, when I first came over to US 19, I'm going to try to find that footage and put that out there.
Yeah, when 205 was over there.
I just don't believe Custom Cuts always had that mouth. In my room?
No, it's always been in the room.
They used to call him Red Boots then.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you something. When I first met Chris, it was at US 19.
But look, I'm gonna be honest, man. Like I tell everybody, Custom Cuts a really good dude, man. But you know what else I say, Custom Cuts? I say Custom Cuts a really good dude, but he is not a racer. That's all I say. I gotta keep it real, Custom Cuts. I gotta keep it real.
You know what? And you're lying to yourself. You really lying to yourself.
Did I give you the benefit of the doubt though?
Yeah. I mean, through your eyes, but okay. Let me rewind things back. Okay, that year I came up there when me and Dre had our problems. Whatnot in the water box that had burnt out against L Motorcycle, against Dre, I didn't back up.
And there were people telling us constantly.
Yeah.
There were people saying constantly, hey, man, y'all can't beat that bike. We didn't care. We went down the track. We wanted to run. But then they got
up. You know what? They can't get up what y'all can get up. And we got up, what, close to about 10,000. About 10,000. We had to take some out because they had six. So we bet it $12,000 apart. Justin, did I back up?
Nah, you were doing one of
them.
I said you was in the water box.
Man, we're in the water box. I was at the start line. Ain't no water
box. That's what I'm saying. You broke the bike out, and then Drayden found out something was wrong with his bike, and then backed out, and then I don't know. It's just chaos happened after that.
Man, let me tell you. Here's what happened. I said, man, look here. Let's lock in $1,000 so we won't be burning out from now. I said, let's lock in $200. Dre said, no. I said, so you mean to tell me we're going to burn out, and if the bike messes up, you're going to back up? Yeah. I said, what kind of race is that? I said, this is what happened. This is exactly what happened. I said, Dre, let's lock in some money just so that we won't go to the line for free. No, we ain't locking in nothing. I said, man, what kind of stupid stuff is that? I said, we ain't going to keep burning out the bike and burning it down and not get a race. And I told her, hey, ain't no race, man. I said, we don't need no money like that.
You know, but everybody,
exactly,
you know, people get on here and climb me talking about, I ain't no racer. Justin, you got my word. If everything working, December 7th, I'm going to gnaw your head off to the white meat.
you don't know me, Justin, but I know you.
Hold on for 1 second, guys. I ain't cutting you off, but somebody has a television in the background. Can you turn your television down, all right? I'm trying to work on this board at the same time, and I can't meet that person. Okay, there you go. Thank you.
You said what?
Yeah. Yeah, but Justin, you don't know me, but I know you. You're going to get a race.
How you know me?
Like I said, we study everybody. We've been studying you for quite a while. But like I tell people, man,
I messed up. I take my losses, man. If I lose because I just lose because, man, I done lost the clowns before.
Hold on, sponsor.
Hold on. You done lost the clowns before. One thing about it. If you lose to this clown right here, you got to wait the next year to get back. You got to wait the next year.
What kind of rules is that?
No, I'm just saying, man, we racing in December. It's going to be next year before we meet again. Come on, bro. Do the math.
I'm going to make you sit
on that just like Tackle Boss. Tackle Boss, right now, when I see him at the track, you know the first thing he's doing? Shaking my hand. That's what he's doing. You got a problem.
Well, you got the whole dream team after you because they were talking about you on Facebook today. The dream team, that should be the dumb team
because they got, you know what, man, them guys, Kingpin ain't beat nobody, but y'all don't bash him. He come out there with a long swing arm and everybody's scared of him. Man, I think he came out there with a crater.
He didn't come out there with a moat on it.
I ain't scared of nobody out there. One fight I would not race, and that is Katrina. I cannot beat Katrina. N2D, as of right now, I don't think I can mess with N2D. But everything else is fair game, and even that man that's staying at the track. And I'm talking about Mr. Eddie Kane, Mr. Blow Up.
Did y'all just hear what he said, right? Y'all just heard what he said. Anybody but Katrina, he'll run. So that's why I'm telling you just what Henry said. Yeah.
Hey, Cousin Cousin, you like to call out everybody else's business. I know about you, sir. Hey, can't run who? You ain't teammates with them no more because you ain't coming out the same shop as them. Man, look, let me tell you something. My bike is in North Carolina. My bike is at Dan the Man. I love Dan the Man. He's the one who's building my bike. He's a perfect mechanic for me. I have nothing bad to say about him. But you, like I just said, N2D and Katrina, I cannot mess with. But everything else is free game.
Why should I have to have Henry to call in then? If you say everybody else is fair game, why should he have to call in?
Because you don't own the bike.
Cause you, oh, yeah, you won't hold
that's gonna get off. That's gonna get off. You ain't got to worry about that race. Don't get off. I don't own it, but I own that Apple.
Okay, we got 7025. Your line is open.
615. You got to get back to 615.
All right, we got 4521. Your line is open.
We got to go to Cadoba.
All right, we got 9439. Your line is open.
What's up, guys? What's up?
What's going on?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Who am I talking with?
You know who the fuck that is? That's Shine. That's Shine. You know who that is?
Who you think you talking to? Oh, you know you ain't going to run Katrina.
I've been hearing him on that tree, this motherfucking chain, how about some threats and all that shit.
Ryan, look, tonight, man, we going to try to keep it clean tonight, man. We've been...
I didn't come.
You're crazy.
One thing about it,
those guys just lost or they're sore, and I understand your pain, Shine.
Hey, it won't be the first time we done lost, and it won't be the last, but you got to get in the ring to see.
Here we go. The violin.
You got to get in the ring to know. You can't win a race on the sideline.
Oh, you can't lose, man.
Chris, can you cue the violin? Because it's a sad song, they think. A sad song. Chris, now the beginning of the show, you asked why you think Shine them lost. Shine is on the phone, so Shine, why did y'all lose?
The man had a faster bike than we have. He won.
That's exactly what happened. Y'all didn't have to. Chris could have called me and asked me a sign. They had to wait to this and ask this. He got a faster bike.
But at the same
token, he got paid and I'm ready to get back in the box again. Now, just that simple.
You got to let your wounds heal.
Hey, you on the high power.
Yeah.
Hey.
Your eye still swole. You need to put some salve on your eye. Yeah, I feel swole, man.
We don't need but one. We can see out the other one.
Hey, that's all right.
Hey, Custom Cut, is you going to ever get in the ring? Or you just going to carry the towel in the water?
Well, I will be in the ring. I'll be in the ring this weekend.
Hey, this weekend? Where you going to be at the ring this weekend?
The Bike Nationals, where all the pros are going to be.
Somebody in Bradenton?
No, in Valdosta. That's not the Bike Nationals in Bradenton.
the big race going to be in Bradenton, man.
Pro Street. So you mean to tell me ain't nobody going to be in Valdosta?
I don't think they is. They're going to be in Valhalla on December the 2nd or the 7th.
No. The Bike Nationals is this weekend in Valhalla. They split. One of them going to be in Bradenton, one of them going to be in Valhalla.
But Bradenton is the one that's going to be packed.
Where you going to be?
in Valdosta, 30 miles away from my house.
Dude, you want me to come down there and beat your brains out?
Me? Yeah, well, but from what I hear, you need
Ooh,
to check.
You know what? You know what, Custom Cut? You know what, Custom Cut? You know what I do for you?
What's going on, Shine? What's
you
up?
You know what I do for you, Custom Cut?
What, Shine?
Do you know what I do for you?
No, what do you do?
If you go off the trailer, because I'm going to be on my way somewhere, I'll stop in Valdosta and get off the trailer and beat your brains out and keep on going where I need to go.
You know what? I think you what? Let's do this right here. Let's do this right here. Since you want to be frogging like that, I'll run you with that doggone street car I know going to go down the track. If you come straight off the trailer in Valdosta Friday night, I'll go straight off the trailer with you with that street car booster that I know going to be at the track. Now, since you want to open your
mouth,
with a street
tie,
Don't worry about what I'm going to be on. Don't worry about what I'm going to be on. It's a street tie slider motorcycle, just like Bud Light Lime. Street tie. Street tie.
And you're going to race my flat stick bike. Both of us going to walk the trailer.
Hey, from what I know, you can't get to the 60 foot, brother. You can't get to the 60 foot.
Hey, can we lock this in?
Look, you ain't going to
you to the next county.
Man, okay, yeah. You know what? You sold Wolf Tickets last week. Now you want to get on here 30 minutes left
in
the show.
All the jokes, hold up, y'all. Hold up. Everybody on this grudge land. All the jokes aside, Custom Cut, if you let, you're going to get on a street type bike, come out your mouth again. Man, I will be in Valdosta Friday morning before the track open where it beat your brains out.
Yeah.
Don't you never come to me coming on a street car and I got a flat slick.
So you mean to Wait, hold on. You mean to tell me if I was in Rockingham with a regular old stock street bike, I couldn't have beat you with the kind of show you put on?
Nope.
Huh? Man,
nope.
You must be crazy. You didn't get to the 20-foot mark.
You ain't even got to imagine you in Rockingham. Man, if you serious and you ain't kicking the curb, if you want to do that stupid retire, if you want to commit suicide, let me be down there so I can witness it.
Whatever you want to do, bro. Whatever you want to do. All you got to do is show up.
Bike, How much you want to do that for?
We'll do it for $200. We'll do it for
$200. I keep going. Come on, man. See, you got games. I'm serious.
You asked me. You said you were going to be on your way to Burlington. It's not about stress.
I'm going to come to Valdosta, and I'll come off the trailer with Black Caesar.
No. That's Nino Brown. Nino Brown.
Let me show you what I think about you.
You know what? You do it for $500. We'll do it for $500.
Please enjoy this Verizon back home while your party is reached.
Hey, you don't want to race. Somebody trying to call somebody else. But anyway, Custom Cut, you don't want to race. Hey, Dustin, you right, Dustin. You don't want to race. You labeled him right. You don't want to race.
Yeah, I told you, you don't want to race. I just told you.
He go up, man, just left the racetrack last weekend. Couldn't get off the 60-foot clock, 60-foot line, and he's scared to race. Off the trailer.
Yeah.
If I can't get down the track, I'm going to go down there with you, and I'm going to come off the trailer with you.
Hold on for one second, guys. We got another caller here. 1571. Your line is open.
Bring him in.
Hey, Chris. Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, not bad. Hey, this is Bill. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, this is Pop. I heard Shine on there. But anyway, I got a caller earlier, and they said someone said South Georgia Motorsports Park track guy was gone. That's not true. He's been there for the last 4 years, and he's still there. So whoever said that really didn't know the truth of the matter.
Who is this?
We got some interference, and let me see if I can find where this interference is coming from. Okay. All right, go ahead, Duke.
Hey, yeah. Somebody come a little in there and ask me about South Georgia, because I'm the motorcycle representative for South Georgia. And anyway, the track prep guy is there. He's not at Bradenton. He's been there for the last 4 years. So whoever passed that rumor, that's not true.
Okay. I had said nothing about the track. I'm trying to come off
the
trail.
Sharon, earlier somebody had said that the track prep guy had went to Bradenton from South Georgia. That's not true. Joe's been there for the last 4 years, and he's there.
What track is
South
Georgia?
Well, he's talking about Valdosta. Now, from what I was told walking around the track that day, and I talked to some people that was in the staging lane that was holding the microphone and earphones, yeah, I said, man, what's going on? Why the track didn't crank up? They said, man, that guy done went down to Bradenton. That's what they told us.
That's not true. Listen to me good. I'm the representative of South Georgia. That man had to take off because he had sickness in the family. His name is Joseph.
Exactly. At the end of the night, another guy, he was coming up because we had some issues. He said something about one of the guys was having a baby or something.
That's Joseph. That was Joseph. He wasn't going to no Bradenton. Joseph been there 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so
the track was still got it. When you get through it, they should have somebody else there for a bag up. Anybody should know the job. It shouldn't be no excuse for that track to be garbage like it was.
But
I'm not down there. I was at Huntsville because I had a commitment for T.T. Jones, and I normally help Dano there. The race is going to be in December. It's going to be a testing tune from 10 to 3 with cars that will be running at 3 o'clock. The cars will not be able to go down the track. Then it will be bikes only from that time. But from 10 to 3, it will be bikes and cars.
CC, huh? I got a text message.
Yeah, go ahead. But before you say that, I want to say this to Doug. Doug, it was a lot of people that was coming up to me asking me, well, CC, what's up with your home track? This track is supposed to hook, and I was asking. I even went up in the tower, but I didn't get no straight answer. But I'm trying to comfort these folks, and they told me the guy was his wife was having a baby. Then one guy said, well, that guy booked up and went to Bradenton. I said, no, man, that's not true. I only relayed what was told to me.
Well, but yeah, then somebody told a lie. It wasn't the truth. I promise you, wasn't the truth.
And, I vouched for that track because I know
that. Another thing is, like them tracks down there, why do they charge up more money to turn the clock off than they do to turn them off?
No, they don't.
That's not true.
Yes, they do. For girls racing, let me tell you something about girls racing. For girls racing, it ain't no middle of the Texas tune without a time. Okay? It ain't like with girls racing, they got to give out $9. They don't have to pay $9 more or no net. So why is it that we have to pay so much more for girls racing? And they ain't got to pay out a man class. Girls racing is not a class. Now, I know you guys got to agree with me.
Wait, hold on. Are you home?
Yeah, I'm here. Listen, the price was established by the track and Dana. The price of the track has overhead. They have lighting. They have VHT. They have insurance they have to pay. They have ambulance they have to pay $100 an hour. I'm not justifying what they do. I'm only saying the price is established with Dana and Tim Fleming, the track manager.
With all that said, when they have a class, and they have a class, they don't charge that much. And they get away with nothing. They do not charge that much.
Chris, you got some interference.
That's something that has to be handled with Dano. Dano is a promoter. He's the one that established the prices, not the truck. So somebody needs to get with Dano on.
Yeah, but I'm still gonna say that. I mean, I never seen no track look like Valdosta. Valdosta had one bad day in 5 or 6 years, and everybody wanna bash it now.
Well, but how many times did they get on the internet and brag when the track is okay?
Right, exactly.
If the track is good, If the track is good, give them accolades. If it's bad, say what you got to say like it's done. Nothing wrong with that. It's free speech. I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's why Dano and you are having a appreciation day.
Put it down to that. Dano on the track, but there's going to be calls there. But I made the call. And I've been doing this for 60 years, believe me. I'm 64. I've been in this game a long time. And the thing over here, the racers got to be treated fast. That's why I like to be at the track, because I treat people the way I want to be treated, and that's with respect and fair, and it's going to always be that way. That's all I can promise you.
Now, CC.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just tried to verify this stuff what Michael Phillips just said.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I just got a text message back, so I want you to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
The text message said to tell your sponsor that there's no limit, there's no matter how much y'all want to bet.
I mean, concerning what?
Geronimo.
I mean, like I said before, that's almost like you sitting in an interrogation room and saying this man told on me. Until I hear from that guy, I'm not going on what
you
what
ain't got to hear it from him. You
listen,
just got
confirmation
from two, three different people.
Okay.
Don't worry, your
hold
ass
on, Mike,
is mine.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on, man. Now, CC.
Yeah.
I wasn't in this. But
yeah.
I did text my name my office. You know we tight as whack.
Okay. Is he listening?
He's doing a job right now and he can only accept text messages. So
Well, text him back and tell him to text my phone with what he just sent you. If I get a text over my phone from my man Henry,
just say you scared, that's all.
Come on, look, you're the internet racer.
Hold on, Mike.
Leave him alone. Look, if Mike stay out of it for a minute, look, if Henry takes my phone, he got my number, and he say that he want to run me, then he got action.
I told you I wanted to run you on the bike.
No, but you speaking for that man motorcycle over.
I'm riding it.
Eugene, just have Henry to call me, man.
No. We don't want to see you brown nosed.
I don't own that one.
But that red one, I own that red one. Come get some of that one.
Come on, get some of that.
And look, we're going to have to end on that, guys, because it's 9 o'clock, and I only said we're going to do it 2 hours tonight because it's plan. So what we're going to do, we're going to try to get Henry on the phone for next week. And we're going to have no beef with Henry, but if he
call
and say he
want to
race, amen, we're
going to
have to race. We ain't trying to talk to no middleman. We
want
to talk to the man that
owns
the bike.
Well, we're going to get a race and stuff. And so with that being said, though, guys, we're going to have to sit the show down for next week. So we will try to get Henry on the phone and then try to get a better internet service, too.
All right.
Good night, guys.
Hey, Cole, you on that? You still here?